Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
What's happening, y'all? Gangster, welcome to the Con Get a Show podcast on today that is the 6th of January 2015. Do you believe that shit? The last time I spoke to you, it was 2014. And look at us now. 6th of January, do you know what time it is? It's 28 past 7 in the morning. Yep. That's how I roll. 20 past 7 in the fucking morning. Just enjoying some coffee. Etc. Why am I doing it at 7:30 in the morning? Because I'm a fucking champion. That's why. I don't sleep in the 2. And then, you know, let's record an Isle podcast. Fuck that shit. Do it in the morning, bitch. Huh? Going fucking jiu-jitsu at lunchtime. Like an animal. You know what I'm saying? Even though I went yesterday and I can barely fucking wipe my own arse. What gigs are you doing, Colin? I'll tell you, mate. I'll fucking tell you. Tomorrow is what we've been talking about for fucking months, guys. 7th of January, Wednesday 7th of January, the best lineup you're going to see in Belfast. I would go ahead and stretch that out to Ireland. There will not be a better lineup put together tomorrow night, let me tell you. And it's happening at Mr. Tom's, which is the middle floor of Lavery's Comedy Club. It starts at 8:30, but the doors will be open from 7:30. It's £12 in. Colin, £12's a bit dear. Not until you hear this motherfucking lineup. Who do you hear this? Sean Hegarty. Alright. King of the one-liners. Has his own podcast now. Has had several different podcasts. Maybe he's landed on one that he likes. He's been all over the place gigging recently. Abroad. He's been abroad. In different places. Colin Geddes. Yep. Niamh Maron. It's one of those things where you go, she's probably the best female comedian in the country. She's one of the best comedians in the country. Saying that she's, you know, the best female comedian in the country is an insult, saying that there's only probably fucking 6 of them. If I put lipstick on, you know, and told everyone to call me a woman, you know, I'd be in the top 10. I'd be in the top 10 female comedians in the country. I would say she's probably up there in the best comedians in the country, you know. Oh, Colin, why don't you give me that spade there before you dig yourself a deeper hole? All right, mate. Relax. Niamh Maron, she's lethal. Phil McEwen, who's always hilarious. You know, people always go on about Abando Man. Oh, have you seen Abando Man? They just make up raps about stuff. No, they don't. They've got the same rap that they just insert bits into. very impressive, I must say, when you first see it. When you see it two or three times, you're like, mate, I think I might see what's happening here. Phil McEwan plays a guitar, he raps, and he's from like Lurgan, which is mental. You're going, what? Totally works. It's not cringy. Be like, oh, he's rapping, it's cringy. No, it's not. And the lyrics are hilarious, and the bits in between the songs are funny as fuck, mate. Rory Woods, the Stribanimal, doing new material, getting new fans, just killing it at the minute. Got some hilarious stuff. Tom the Bear O'Mahony. He's coming up. He's on fucking RTE. He's on everything. Done the Fringe a bunch of times. Lovely gentleman. Hilarious. He's coming up. Shane Todd, a.k.a. Mike McGoldricks. Who I was doing a small workshop with, which we'll get to later. He's been doing his solo shows, doing very well for himself, doing acting jobs. He's in the new, I don't know if you've seen it flying about the internet, it's called Stars. It's like a pilot being made over here. He's in that. Mickey Bartlett, of course, who now lives in Derry with his new wife. That's why no one's seen him. I say new wife, girlfriend. You know, you all know, who doesn't love Mickey, is the question. And if you were from down south, where you would call your dick your Mickey, and you'd hear that soundbite of me going, who doesn't love Mickey? You would take that, and you would remix it into some sort of song. Who doesn't love Mickey? Mickey, Mickey, doesn't love me. You know, I listen to podcasts of American people, and they have some fans who take quotes of theirs and make them into songs. Would I be against that now? So, top to bottom there, Sean Hegarty, me, Niamh Maron, Phil McEwan, Rory Woods, Tom O'Mahony, Shane Todd, Mickey Bartlett, and then headlining, Foil Arms and Hog, who are the best sketch show in the world, I would say. Because a lot of sketch groups are shit. But these three are fucking ridiculous. Very, very funny. The stuff would be funny if it was done as just stand-up material. You know what I mean? Straight stand-up material from a guy just not moving in the one spot. Go to that. It's 12 quid. Someone wrote up on Twitter, like, 12 quid? What do you get for that? Fucking Billy Connolly dancing around on stage. Mate, see if you went to see Foil Arms and Hog or Mickey or even me, or even any of them other cunts by themselves, you're talking anywhere between 10 and fucking 17.50 to see any of those people by themselves. You've got them all in one bastard room. You know what I mean? We call it the Day Fest. It's going to run from 8:30 to about 11:30. And we're going to ram in some of the best comedians the land has ever fucking seen. You know what I'm saying? All you student cunts, we are loans in. You know what I'm saying? Very conscious of trying to make slurp noises, because anytime I hear it on another podcast, I want to find their address and kill them. Alright, so there we go. That's that done. Obviously, Lavery's is every 2 weeks, so we have another one in a while. I will release the performer shortly after. I know the first one we have in February is Kai Humphries, hopefully, who's a Geordie comedian who's coming over to do the sort of dailies, Lavery's, whoever else type circuit. That guy's funny as fuck. I've seen him. I've actually gigged with him, although I would seriously wonder whether he would fucking recognise me. Right, that's it. That's the gigs plugged. We also might, I'm just waiting on confirmation on the live podcast, which are going to be on the second Tuesday of every month at the Black Box. And that's happening from, when's that happening from? February. Yeah. So that's exciting, isn't it? It's 2015. You know? What's David Tell's joke? It's like I always say, new year, new toothbrush. Speaking of toothbrush, how gross is this, right? See, over Christmas, I had eaten something. This is one of these stories where if I was talking about, you know, the size, texture, and smell and colour of my own shit, wouldn't be as disgusting as this, right? And it's nothing to do with my asshole, for a change. What's this? Who's fucking writing to me at 7:30 in the morning? Who's this knobhead? Try that on. Oh, fuck off. Right. Sorry. It's 7:30 in the morning. Give me a break. My head's all over the place. What was I talking about there? Oh, yes. This is gross, right? Down at girlfriend Maureen's house. At some sort of dinner or sandwich or something. I don't know what it was. Full of ham. Full of stringy meat. And throughout the day, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Every time I, like, bit down, I was like, one side of my fucking jaw is, like, sore. And it got sore and sore. And I was like, that thing is, like, red as fuck. And then I really looked in it with the iPhone light, which is an absolute godsend, isn't it? You want to look at something disgusting, get the iPhone light out and just ping it right in there. I was like, there's something between my fucking tooth there. I was like, is there... Not candy floss, we call it. That is such a fat man thing to say.
Had something stuck in my tooth and I thought I would just...
That's how you know you're fat, when you snore when you're awake.
I thought I would just... I'm just trying to wash it out with candy floss there.
Dental floss. Is that what it's called? Dental floss? Aye. And I was like, give me a bit of that. I was like, let me just put it between that tooth. Put it between this tooth, which I had to get re... Remember I was talking about the root canal a while ago? That tooth and the one beside it. Put this shit between it. And no joke, there was a bit of ham come out of between my teeth that was the set you could have put in a fucking sandwich and eaten again. And I was like, no fucking wonder I was so sore. Just a bit of dead meat just rotting in there for like a day. Ugh. Fucking disgusting. And then all of a sudden became like, you know, obsessed with, I was like, right, I gotta get some floss. I gotta keep some floss on my person. You know, in case I eat something and that ever happens again, because it was uncomfortable. How do we get talking about this? Happy New Year, guys. While I talk about picking meats out of my teeth. Happy New Year. Weird, isn't it? There's a point in your life when it... Right, fuck off at the wee reader. There's a point in your life where, you know, you can sort of stop. You can... You're like... You see, I have a major problem. I have a major problem with, like, stopping and celebrating something. Going, yeah, let's celebrate this. And you're going, I haven't done anything yet. And even though, you know, on paper, you probably have done things. But in your mind, you're going, I'm not... I haven't achieved anything. Do you know what I mean? I've done things that were cool, but you're like, where are we, really? You know what I mean? It's a new year. What the fuck happens now? Did you go out, did you? I did nothing. Had a weird week this past week, just fucking... Just watching, like, loads of movies. I don't know why. I don't even like watching films. Watch loads of them, New Year's Eve. Fucking... Girlfriend Maureen was working the next day, so we're just like, what do you want to do? Nothing. Yeah. I'm just got a fucking Chinese and watch some shit. And that was it. The old Hootenannies. I'm fucking at Jules Holland. I think that's what happens now. Like, New Year's Eve was probably so crazy. Back in the day. That everyone was like, man, I'm just gonna fucking stay at home, dude. And then, slowly but surely, everyone was just like, I'm just gonna stay at home. To the point where you're like, is anyone going out? No, man, it's going to be crazy. And then, in actual fact, you could just go out and there's nobody anywhere. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Everyone's decided, oh, I'm going to stay in the house. So you get to fucking... You get to walk around the clubs like a king.
So yeah, that's basically been my fucking week. Doing nothing on New Year's Eve. I mean, this is how boring our New Year's Eve was. Doing that thing like couples do, which is we'll put something on the TV. Oh, wait a minute, not the TV. The TV broke.
She's good for a poke if the TV's broke.
Which is what horrendous looking men say about usually quite attractive women. You know that old saying?
I should do for a poke if the TV's broke.
Och, would she? Would she? Would you pull out your wee horrendous dick and lift your gut out of the fucking way? And ride her, would you? Because your TV's broke? Anyway, the TV broke for real. It was doing this weird thing where it would like switch on. Eventually, you know what I mean? You hit the thing, the button goes green. And then a couple of minutes later, it'll come on. And then that length of time just kept getting longer and longer until the point where it just wouldn't come on. Do you not have two TVs in your flat? No, we don't. There's about 19 fucking devices around here. One TV, which we barely fucking watch anyway. Anyway, TV broke, so I had to order a new one, so we're waiting on a new fucking TV. Which blew my mind, you know what I mean, when... Like, the TV we have is about fucking two and a half years old. And when we ordered that, it's just a TV, you know what I mean? And even then, I was like, isn't it amazing what £300 I get you these days? Because I used to work in Currys, where people would come in for a flat screen, and you're like, yeah, it's £1,500 for that Sony 32-inch. And now it's like, you're getting a fucking smart TV that's like 40-inch. That you can fucking log into Netflix and all that stupid shit. And it's like £250. You're like, what the fuck's going on here? Do you want to watch a video on your phone and press the wee button and it plays on the telly? Yep. What? That's some space-age shit. And it's amazing, like... Isn't it amazing how... I sound like such an old man. But, like, do you ever watch a video from, like, the turn of the millennium? And you watch, like, a Pink video? And she's, like, in a club dancing or something. And she, like, takes a photo and then on her phone and then sends a photo to someone else. I remember watching that going, mate, who? No one can send a fucking photo. What's this bullshit? No one even sends photos. And now you just send a photo and you're like, why the, you know, why would you not be able to send a photo? All you have to do is basically get a signal to the other person that shows them on their screen what you're seeing. That's a gift. Then you were like, come on, mate, what is this fucking science? He's some sort of magician. Huh? So we'll have a new TV anyway, is what I'm saying. So what we've been doing is just watching shit films. Guess what? Downloaded illegally. Did you download them illegally, Colin? Yeah, fucking right I did. You know, the hold on. Lebanese porn star sparks outrage. Let's see this shape of this unit. I don't know what movies I reviewed last week. Was it Tusk? Or not Tusk. Fucking, Jesus, look at this one. You see, that's the thing. Where's she from? Lebanese. Lebanon? Where's that? There's a lot of the Middle Eastern fucking ones would surprise you. Did you ever see photos of, like, the Israeli army? The women? You're like, Jesus Christ, how do they get time to bomb anything? Be dropping fucking jizz bombs all up in your face. Jihad. Splat. You're like one of those mortars where you drop the wee thing and shoo. Splooge. Yeah, I think was it talking about Foxcatcher and all that shit last week? What movies have you been watching this week, Colin? There's a theme here. I watched the movie Horns with Daniel Radcliffe, which starts weird and gets weirder. He's trying to be like American and cool, and you're like, mate, wise up. Weird. See, these aren't good reviews at all. Yeah, it starts to get really surreal. All of a sudden, he's the devil and all this shit. He's got horns. Staying with the horn theme, we also watched Tusk, which is
the Kevin Smith movie. Which I wish I had read about it before I watched it, because I didn't know that, you know, it was basically based on one podcast where they talked about this weird storyline and all this shit, and, you know, they wanted to make like an old British Hammer horror type movie. So basically the guy gets captured and wants to turn your man into a fucking walrus or something. And then there's a big reveal. You know, so he gets captured, drugs him, tells him, you can see him telling this story about, like, you know, how he used to have a friend that was a fucking walrus or some shit, and then it goes on and on and on, and then he finally does all the surgery to him. And then there's just this reveal of, what's his name, Justin Long, as a walrus, and you're like, first of all, where'd all the skin come from? Second of all, surely you know you would die fairly quickly. The skin wouldn't take. Where's the extra mass come from? You know, he's the shape of a walrus now. How did you do something? How can he not talk? How can he just go meh, meh, and all this shit? I don't know. Very unbelievable, Kevin Smith. It was a pile of shit. And then we'll try to watch something called Life After Beth, which was a film I downloaded, which probably isn't even out yet in America. Some other zombie shit. You're like, what? I mean, what have you to do to fucking make a decent thing these days? A decent fucking movie? Have you to, like, you know, just remake comic books before for them to be half decent? Because they're like, yeah, the story's already written, so, and everyone kind of knows the story, so it's kind of half decent. You know, people know what the, you know, not like, I don't know. We also tried to watch this thing called, it was on Netflix, called Nymphomaniac, which I'd seen a trailer for on Facebook. And I was like, mate, if that's what they're getting away with in this, like in the fucking, in the trailer for it, the girl's sucking some dude's dick on a train, just sits up and all the jizz falls down her top, and you're like, mate, if that's in the trailer, God knows what's in the movie. And then you watch the movie and you're like, why did they try and build a storyline around us banging here? Just show the banging. You know what I mean? Just show it all. You know what I'm saying? It was shit. It was absolutely shit. Shia LaBeouf is in it. Trying to do an English accent. And he's like, oh, what, mate? I'm from England. Hello. How's it going? Just make him American. Who gives a fuck? There's no need for him to be English whatsoever. Unless you can do it. Like, I think someone needs to tell these actors, mate, less is more. You know what I mean? Look at Neeson. You know, Liam Neeson's got I can't even do the fucking voice. But he just changes it slightly and you're like, oh, right, I get it. I would believe that he's sort of some sort of American. Because his voice is that deep that, you know, I just change it a little bit. You know, less is more. You don't need to be all like, hello, mate, apples and pears, I'm from the fucking London, mate. I'm Shia LaBeouf from the Transformers. And the other show where I was a child. Which is the best work he's ever done. What was it called? Even Stevens? Shaking Stevens? Huh? A coffee tastes like piss. Anyway, let me just tell you something. I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here. I ordered two, you know, you all know I'm a mad jiu-jitsu fanatic now, and I've done, you know, at least 20 classes, which makes me, you know, theoretically a black belt, but in real life, not. I ordered two wee jiu-jitsu pajamas, aka gi, two geese from the internet. They came from America. £15 delivery, right? They were delivered on New Year's Eve. We missed the delivery by about 10 minutes. It usually says on the wee delivery chit thing. Shit slip. It usually says, yeah, we'll deliver this tomorrow again. That's what they do with all their packages. They're like, oh, if you weren't in today, we'll try again tomorrow. And whatever. So, obviously, it's not going to happen the next day because it's New Year's Day. So they're like, oh, we've left this in your local
post office, right? I look it up. It certainly wasn't the closest fucking post office. I'll tell you that for free. The post office that they fucking put down, I was like, what is that? It was like Marlborough Park or something, which I Googled. And the directions for it were like, infinity. And I was like, what the fuck? Why would they not? Like, there's a post office just down the street from us. And you're like, why the fuck would they not just leave it there? You know what I mean? Anyway, went the whole way up to this fucking thing. Got there and I was like, is this Marlborough Park? And they're like, no. It's actually down, it's way back down the Lisburn Road there. Where there's like a Marks and Spencer's. And I was like, in the name of fuck? Why is the directions and the address on Google bring you to here? You know what I mean? Go the whole way, and I'm talking like the whole way down the fucking Lisburn Road. It's a big old road, look. Go back down. Go to the fucking correct post office. I walk in, stand in the queue for ages. Some guy's like, all right, mate, do you here collect a thing? Yep. Do you have the wee slip? Give him the slip. He goes, do you have any ID? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you need proof of address. And I was like, no, I don't. And he goes, oh, sorry, I can't give it to you. And you're like, and I was like, do you know when you're so blinded by like disbelief that you're like in shock? And I was like, can you make sure it's here? And the guy's like, went in, lifted the package up. Yeah, it's here, man. And you're like, mate, just give me the fucking package. Like, do you know what I mean? First of all, you know, the fucking directions for this place are completely wrong. Ended up a mile away. I also paid 15 quid for delivery. And it wasn't re-delivered, cockface. And like, guess what? He didn't even work in the fucking post office. He just worked in the mace bit. Fucking unbelievable. You're standing there with the thing. You're like, what sort of lunatic is stealing delivery slips and turning up to see what it is? You know what I mean? Fucking insane. You're standing there with the thing going, do you have proof of ID? No. It was proof of address. That's what you needed. And I was like, I'm trying to think of things that even have the address of this fucking flat on it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, do we even get any paper bills? So what the fuck's going on here? You know, none of your legal shit has your address on it, does it? I don't even think a passport has your address. Driving license, not this address. And you're like, I don't know, I was so annoyed. And then he comes out, he goes, you know, I would normally give it to you, sort of, you know, as if to be like, you know, I know your stupid fat face. I know your face. I would give it to you, but I'm not allowed to. And you're just like, well, how come whenever it gets delivered to the door, any cunt can sign for it? Do you know what I mean? I've done that. Well, that's for Maury McGrather, and you write Colin Geddes on it. And they're like, no worries. You could have just walked in from, you know, the flat at the bottom there. Who gives a shit? So annoyed, needless to say. I have to go back. Unfucking believable. It's a bit silly. Like, what happens if, you know, like an elderly person ordered something and they were like, son, can you go there? That was delivered and I couldn't get out of the seat quick enough. Can you go and fetch that for me? And you go the whole way down and they're like, have you any proof of address? No, I'm picking it up for an older person who couldn't make it down. All right, we can't give it to you. All right, okay. Let's go fuck myself then. I'm so glad I paid 15 quid to have, you know, to have me beg to have the thing that I fucking bought. Just give me the fuck. What do you care? You work in a fucking mace. Is that the only thing that brings you fucking joy? Is like being able to tell someone, yeah, we can't give it to you, even though you're right here in the shop with the delivery thing and all your fucking, all your cards and everything that you have on you match up to the fucking address or the name on the thing.
Oh. Fucking bastards. I'm just going to go up today, hand them in the thing, not even speak, just hand it to them with the ID, have them give me the package, and then I'm just going to walk out and just track, just, do you know when people like clear a bar, just put your arm around, like, I'm going to go down an aisle where it's a pain in the arse, like all the jars of like jam and sauce and all that shit, and just trail it to the floor and just walk out. It's going to be class, isn't it? Or else go, do you have proof of address? And you go, yeah, just come with me the whole way to the flat. And you can look at it. This is amazing. Right, we've talked too much about that. Let's talk more about porn. Mia Khalifa, Lebanese porn star. Let's Google her right quick. Mia Khalifa. Boom. Not even like pretend porn, like full on proper porn. Oh my god, she would get murdered in her home country, would she not, for this shit? Listen to the name of this video. Huge. Oh, there she is, getting right old dicked. Jesus. She's got a strong old Middle Eastern bra on her. Yep, that's her getting rattled there in the bed. We'll not dwell too long on that, or we'll be here all day. Am I right, guys? So that's the gay fiasco talked about. No one's interested by now. I'm sure you've switched off. But I had to get that off my chest. If you work for post office, I would maybe pull together some meeting and be like, listen, why have we to turn people away when they've made the effort to come to the shop? Even though, we said we'd deliver the next day. Never did. We never did deliver again for 15 quid. Why should we, can we not just give them the stuff, even though they're right there? I felt like going to the guy, mate, I'm going to tell you what it is, and you open the fucking bag. It's clearly not a laptop. I understand if it's like, there's a box there with a fucking Apple on it, and you're like, mate, you need ID before you can walk out with this. Not in this case. You're like, it's clearly a bag of fucking, like, material. Just give me the fucking bag, dickhead. Unreal. Unbelievable. But on the jiu-jitsu note, the club that I train at, Maided Brazil Jiu-Jitsu Belfast, which is a break-off club, with a guy that was part of Gracie Barra, and then he went out on his own to train, has now almost secured himself, or it's in the pipeline anyway, like an affiliation with Straight Blast Gym in Dublin, which is the one Conor McGregor trains at, which is pretty cool. With Coach John Kavanagh, so who he is coming up for like a seminar thing, and then hopefully the club's going to be affiliated with him. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? I need a sneeze here, guys. This is getting out of hand. Oh my god. So yeah, that'll be very exciting. Had a weird experience at the weekend there. Raymond Lai from Green Dragon Productions, who I would work with for certain stuff. I've worked with him for years. He produced my Fringe show, all that shit. Who is, like a 40-year-old Chinese man, which always looks great when you have to meet up with him. And he's like, meet me in this such and such hotel, and you look like you're going in to meet, an older Chinese man, and he's going to pay you to piss on him or some shit. He is a bit Chinese, but I'm more Chinese than this cunt. But he'd play it off. You know what I mean? When it comes to like, oh, you get the ethnic grants, don't you, when you tell them you're fucking Chinese? And you're like, mate, you're from Kushendall or some shit. Wind your neck in. Anyway, Right. What the fuck was he saying? Oh, yes. Basically, his wife works for the Creative Learning Centre, NERV Belfast, which is... I'm going to spell out all the fucking info here. Basically, me and Shane Todd went down. They're like, do you want to come down and help out? They're filming this day, and I didn't know what to expect. I thought they were like, oh, we're going to sit around. We've got a script. We're going to be like, you know, help us punch it up a wee bit, or talk about how we could go about filming it. Or they were sort of... They had it made already, and they were like, well, maybe we could just talk to these guys and see if they had any tips on how we could distribute this video or make it get seen and whatever. So we're like, yeah, I'll go down there. Go down. I didn't know what to expect. There's a load of kids. I say kids, they're about fucking 18, who basically were studying moving image art at school. And the teachers don't know how to teach that shit. So basically it has to be supplemented outside the school. And apparently the budget's being cut by 50% for a place like that. So they're all kicking off about it. And we're going to make a campaign sort of film. Which they were going to make that day. Which, you know, it's good to see anyone making anything creative. By the way, we were shown some videos made by these fucking school kids. And you're like, Jesus Christ. Some wee girl made like a stop motion, and it was like this thing where these books came to life, and like a wee figure came out of the book. It was walking along, and he was growing up from a baby to a boy to like a man, joined the army. It's obviously like a World War II thing. You know, got married, and the wee kids appear out of the paper, and all. It was like a 4-minute stop motion. You're like, someone made this for their fucking like A-level? I was like, that would win prizes. Like, that's like a short film that would show, going, oh yeah, this one, you know, a fucking Oscar for like short films. It was unbelievable. But these guys were making this film, and like I was saying, it's good to see anybody do anything creative. Did I have my phone on that whole time? Let's hope it didn't fucking buzz. Jesus Christ. However, if you're going to make something, guys, you can't start filming at fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Geddes's opinion, you know? I know your school kids and all that shit. If you're going to make something, for sure be there at 7 in the morning. Figure out all your stupid shit, then film. You know what I mean? Because you forget how long it takes to set up. Especially, first of all, they were going into a level of professionalism, which I've... only witnessed on, you know, professional fucking shoots. You know, there's some cunt doing the lighting. He's about 16. Don't we have any filters for these fucking lights? And da-da-da. Someone else setting up a camera. Guys, we're going to do a tracking shot in. Which is the only input I had. The guy was going to do a tracking shot. They had no tracks. So he was going to have to just walk the camera in. And I was like, mate, sit on the wheelie chair and have your mate push you. And he's like, oh, it's a great idea. It's all professionally lit and all. I was like, gee, never in my fucking life in any video that I've made have I had any lighting. Apart from maybe like a Bestie McDay. And they're like, oh yeah, if you can come down and give these kids a hand. And you're like, listen, this is like fucking work experience for me. I have no idea what the fuck's going on here. I see that there's free lollies. I'm excited about that. And then while we're down there, fucking Ray's wife was like, oh, you wouldn't mind filming, because they run some other thing, probably to try and get fat kids to exercise. It's like, it's called Dance Ball, where kids are encouraged to make up, you know, basically like their own sports, and one of them's Dance Ball. And if you could just give them, record like a wee message, we've already got the guys from the Ulster rugby team and blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, going from like the Ulster rugby team and NI celebs to fucking me and Shane Todd on a Saturday is a bit of a drop, you know what I'm saying? So we did it anyway. Shane did a couple of keepy ups and I just booted the ball away and lost it. A brand new ball that they just bought, and I kicked it into some fucking hedges. Oh, that coffee's freezing. So yeah, it was good to go down. I'm not sure if we were of any use whatsoever. You know what I mean? We talked a bit about what ways that you could distribute the video. I was like, you know, like some guy was talking about Vimeo, and I was like, nah, mate, you don't want Vimeo. I was like, ideally put it on everything, put it on YouTube, put it on Vimeo. But to get it seen, you put it on Facebook, and then it's just a matter of who shares the video. Is going to make it big, basically. And they're like, oh, how much would it cost to, for you to share it? And they're like, you know, a couple hundred quid. No, but, no, it was just, it was a good experience. I'm not sure why they needed us, to be fair. You know, they were like, how do we get rid of this film? Okay, and then we're going to make the film. And we're like, if you want to just help the people with, you know, if you want to maybe be in a scene or something, and you're like, well, okay. I thought it was supposed to be the kids, you know, complaining that their budgets were being cut, and now they're just going to go, there's two fucking knobheads. They're not in school. That guy's 40. That guy's 40 and one of them's dying of AIDS. Be Shane Todd there with his Crohn's disease. He's like, I'm down to about 9.5 stone now. And I was like, mate, my clothes are 9.5 stone. You know what I'm saying? A quarter of my shin is 9.5 stone. What the fuck? It was so funny. Before we actually went to that workshop, we went to this shop on the Omer Road, like this old... It wasn't like a centre or anything. It was just a wee family-run convenience shop. And there was a large selection of sweets to make your own fucking mix-up. And Shane, who can't eat hardly anyway, bought himself about 4 sweets. And I was like, that is the saddest thing I've ever seen. Just 3 wee bananas for me, thanks. That's all my wee tummy can handle. Is that 40 minutes? Christ almighty. Let's talk about some news. That's not even. Let's talk about the UFC. No, that's not. Did you see it? Here's my quick review. Donald Cerrone's the man, and the Daniel Cormier-John Jones fight wasn't great. I mean, they fucking beat the shit out of each other, but John Jones was very happy that he won. I'm unbroken, baby. And you're like, you didn't look great, to be honest with you. You know, you weren't. All your other fights, you've fucking destroyed these cunts. And this one, I felt like he was getting involved in scraps that he really shouldn't have. Anyway, fuck it. Big news story of the week. Just come out yesterday. Prince Andrew is allegedly... I love the way they always go, oh, he's a paedophile. And you're like, when they say had sex with underage girl, how... oh my God. The billionaire's private jets, nicknamed by the locals the Lolita Express. Jeffrey Epstein. This millionaire fucking tycoon just flying people out. Flying people out to this wee island where you would just bring underage girls and smash their pie in. Like, there's a picture of this girl here and she looks every bit of 25. So, maybe that's her now, I'm not sure. But apparently Prince Andrew was hanging out with this dude smashing pies in. Why is it always rich dudes get into really creepy shit? Why can't you just have, like... Is it just because you get so much vagina? You just get sick of it? Is that the problem? And you're like, mate, Let's get some young girls. You're like, mate, why don't you just do a Bilzerian and get 10, you know, 19-year-old sluts? Who you can fuck off a roof and kill and no one even gives a shit? This is the bolt hole where Prince Andrew, who was alleged to have slept with an underage girl at an orgy. Well, then it's not his fault. You know what I mean? He's at an orgy. He's fucking riding all around him. I mean, if you're going to ride anywhere, this is the spot. It shows you a photo here. It's just a wee island with a load of wee houses on it. You could literally just be, like, hung over the balcony, smashing someone's shitter in. And just loving it. Let me just watch this wee news report on him. Let's go for it. I love the way it's a story about a guy you know, allegedly fucking an underage girl, yet I have to watch an ad for, like, fucking Hellman's mayonnaise before it plays. Goddamn mirror, piece of shit. Is this, what's this, just a picture of the island? Who cares about that? This guy's so rich, he owns an island. Well, if the locals called it the Lolita Express, it's probably a well-known fact that he was trafficking fucking teens into it. You know, he probably get some fucking girl who's like a trying to be a prostitute because she's got no family. Look at me trying to talk him into being a good guy. You know what I mean? Some girl who's like, oh yeah, got a bit of a drug problem. I'm 16. My family don't want me anymore. You know, some old American dude going, do you want to come to a fucking beautiful island that has been done up that I essentially own, and you know, we'll give you champagne, and then me and this other so-called prince over here are gonna smash your shit around. What do you think about that? The Virgin Islands? Do you believe that? Not anymore. Am I right, guys? not a hymen in sight. Okay, that's enough of that shit. But I mean, how many times have you heard that story? Like, you know, MPs, some royals, you know, high powered people going to these fucking orgies with a load of fucking kids and all. I've heard stories like that a million times. And, you know, I don't mean to stick up for Prince Andrew, but if you're married to your girl Fergie, is that who he's married to? You'd be dicking anything that was not a ginger fucking mess like her. I talk like ginger's a bad thing. You know what I mean? That's the thing I've noticed about ginger people. They're either hot as fuck or absolutely disgusting. Goes for men and women. You know what I'm saying? You either get like, you know, like a tall fucking redhead dude, you know, he looks like some sort of Irish warrior, or he's an absolute disgusting bitch with like white eyelashes. Right. 46 minutes, that's a lot of shit, bro. Another story I seen was something about some family who were so fat that they were both on benefits, and they were like, yeah, we're just literally too fat to work. Which is funny, isn't it? People cracking up, going, these fatties. These fucking fatties. I mean, you probably find that the reason you just sit around eating shit all day is because you don't have, you're not working. You don't have anything to do. So you just go fuck. I do that. There's days if I'm fucking, fuck all the, I mean, you know, I do comedy, let's face it. There will be days where you're just like, well, I have nothing really to do today. Did it all yesterday. Not absolute champion days like this, where you're fucking doing podcasts at whatever o'clock in the morning, like a beast. But like, some days you're like, oh, I'll get up and I'll have some cereal there. And then 2 minutes later, you're like, oh, let's have a full breakfast, get the 7 eggs on. And then you're like, oh, it's probably about lunchtime, but let's have 9 burritos. And then, of course, you have your afternoon snack. And then, you know, you'll prepare dinner. I doubt that's what these people are doing. They're probably just crushing up Watsits and snorting them. I'm too fat to work. But it's like that thing. It's like if you went, listen, if I was to click my fingers and you were not even skinny, but you know, you were just, you dropped about 10 stone there. If I could do that and you were more mobile, would you work? They'd probably go, oh, well, no, I have a bad knee as well, and I can't wait. You know what I mean? It's probably just one excuse after the other. You have to just kind of go, right, but, you know, what sort of work are you going to get, realistically? Do you want to work in a fucking call centre? Will you sit in your hole anyway? Ugh. Get the reinforced chairs in. I love slagging off fat people, and I am a fat cunt. Which is hilarious, but it's a lot of fun. Just slagging off wee fatties. Right, let's get the questions up.
Holla. Right, bear with me here, just a fucking Prince Andrew banging kids. There's definitely a difference, like, and I always sound like I'm sticking up for fucking paedophiles, but I'm sick of the pedo thing being said, and you're like, yeah, if you look at that girl, you know what I mean? You're like, that's not a child by any stretch of the imagination. Like, she may be fucking 17 at the time or whatever, but you're like, if someone told you she was 18, you'd be like, oh. If someone went, she's 21, you'd be like, all right. You know what I mean? There's a window there between about 17 and about 22 where you could be any of those ages. Look at me, for example. I'm 28, but I looked like this when I was fucking 22. You know what I mean? I don't change physically. The tits get bigger, and we keep on going. Let's get these questions fucked out of the way. New Year's resolutions.
It says revolutions there, but I don't know whether he's trying to be funny or what. I don't know what the crack is. Do I have any New Year's resolutions?
Just to produce more material, which sounds disgusting. But I just want to get some shit done, that's it. Get some shit done, player. Joel McCallum, have you heard Royal Blood? What do you think? I have heard them. I actually have their album. But I haven't really got into it, because it's all just very samey. Isn't it?
That's come from a fucking White Stripes fan.
I think they're decent, but I don't think they're all they're hyped up to be. Like, it's a decent sort of first album, but like a lot of bands, it's almost a bad thing that your first album is your big one. You know, someone like the Black Keys, where they didn't really get a lot of recognition until about their fourth album, and then you go, oh, you get to go back the way and listen to all this other shit, and you go, oh, the old stuff was even better. You know, Royal Blood's a bit like, yeah, we've got your first album, what's next? And they're like, I don't know, I just play the bass and there's one drummer. And we'll bring out some other sort of almost good riff, but not quite good. Dang, 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 dang. That's it. That's as good as they get. Sound like a shitty sort of Muse meets some other shit. Jason Black, who do you think is funnier, May McFetridge, Jimmy Cricket, or Sammy McKay? Was that saying McKay? McKay? What the fuck is that? Is that some, I have to Google that now. I'm a retard, honestly. Sammy Mackey? Mackey? How do you say that? I don't know who the fuck you're talking about, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know who's funnier. May McFetridge, 30 years in Panto this year. Pretty funny. Chris McCullough. Prince Andrew bucking wee girls. Whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's bad, you know. I can imagine once you're a prince, you're like, I fuck whoever I want. And I didn't read fully into it, but you're like, you know, was the girl kidnapped from her fucking family and taken out there and rid? Probably not. She was probably like, hello, darling, do you want to take some free cocaine? And then we get on this plane and I take her to my island. And then some British royalty are going to enter your rectum. Fuck, I don't know. I mean, judging by the photo of her, you know, oh, we've done a thing with the mirror and we go and visit the girl who was, you know, made sex to by Prince Andrew here, and, you know, gets a photo and she's all posing there with her tits stuck out, and you're like, oh, it must have fucked you right up, did it? On that beautiful island. I would take one on the arse to spend a week there. Oh, man. It's a good job I don't have a high-powered job in the media, because I would be sacked after these comments. Ryan McLaughlin, when you hear the word successful, who's the first person that comes to your mind? In my world, probably Louis C.K. I say my world like we are in the same circles, but yeah, probably him. You know, I think from what I hear, even in the early days, he was thinking more of the sort of legacy or body of work that he was going to sort of leave behind him, rather than, you know, just trying to do whatever gig he could get his hands on. And sure enough, now he has all the awards of the day hanging at his hole. Some of the best stand-up specials you've ever seen. His show's great, that he's complete control over. So, yeah, and he's also a multi-fucking millionaire. From just doing comedy. I'm working hard at it rather than just being like, oh, why am I not famous? Jim Hart, great wrestling name there. If you ever want to become a wrestler. Katie Hopkins, misunderstood or an attention-seeking cunt. I think she's just one of those people who enjoys the attention. Did she not fuck someone while she was on, like, The Apprentice or some shit? Huh? A big stupid fucking head. Misunderstood. No, she's not misunderstood. She says some very deliberate, ignorant shit. Very deliberately. Like, you know, anyone in their right mind would know not to say certain things. Or there was no need to even say certain things. Like, you know, that Ebola girl, she probably volunteered to go to Africa to help out. She comes back, she has Ebola, and she's like, oh, fucking sweaty jocks bringing that over here. And you're like, first of all, even if you had a went, you know, if she was being serious about that, she probably could have said, I can't believe they let, you know, people back from Africa, you know, without being like quarantined for a while or something, now it's in the country. She didn't say that. She was like, these fucking Scottish cunts come back. And you're like, you only said that for attention. Same way your last fucking 10 tweets have got, you know, also had attention purely because it's easy. It's easy to write about. It's lazy journalism. Anyway, fuck her anyway. Who gives a shit? D. Reynolds, what a... Sweet D. What about Prince Andrew being a pedo? Yeah, fuck it. Are you surprised, really? Everyone's a pedo, aren't they? Just to be safe, you should post a status to stop Mark Zuckerberg from bashing one out to you, Mickey Bartlett's nudes. I don't give a fuck about that, really. What's gonna happen? Here's the thing, everyone's like pasting this shit, which is a hoax anyway, it just went viral. Oh, Facebook are going to have access to everything. Like, they can't already do that. Do you know what I mean? If they wanted your fucking shit, they'd just take it. That's the thing. These cunts are breaking into, like, hacking into all sorts of shit. Them lizard boys, like, destroying the fucking Xbox thing and all that shit. They do whatever they want. Do you think if someone wanted to get into your Facebook, they couldn't do it? And here's the thing. I don't see anyone deleting their Facebook. Even if it was real. You could honestly go up to someone and go, listen, Facebook have full access to all your photos and numbers. Now, what are you going to do, phone someone? Oh, we got some numbers out of your phone. Oh, we're going to text them. Who gives a fuck? What are you going to do, take my photos? Oh, well, there's some photos of some couscous that someone's made and whatever else. You're like, mate, you're not going to do anything with it. I'm sure if you wanted it, you could just go in and get it anyway. And if you went up to someone and went, listen, these cunts have full access to your stuff. Do you want to get rid of your Facebook? You'd be going, no, because sometimes I put up status and I get likes on it and, you know, makes me feel good. All right then, just keep it. Really, like with a gun to their head, are you going to delete your Facebook because such and such is thing? People would just be like, no, let's keep it. Finley Brown, what would be the largest animal you reckon you could kill with your bare hands? It all depends. It all depends how you got them. There are certain animals. I don't know. I think you could go anything you could get your hands around its neck or your legs around its neck. I think if you could, like, I don't know. See, you got me thinking about that like it's a real question. A donkey, maybe? Get your legs around a donkey's neck, squeeze the fuck out of it, make it pass out. Darren Miller, Channel 13 news bullshit about Facebook privacy. He's got 4 likes there. Yeah, it was all fake, wasn't it? That's what the internet's like now. You can just make a fucking thing going, Obama got shot dead today, Photoshop a picture, and like, it just goes around the internet. Because people go, this can't be serious, can it? And you're like, are you a dickhead? Because that's what people do. That's why things like The Onion and Waterford Whispers and Clickhole and all that shit, that's how they get away with it. Because all people do is read the fucking headline now and make up their own story. So that's what you could do. You could just write the headline and everyone shares it going, Is this true? Right, here we go. Let's rattle through these. What's your opinions on Subway sandwiches? You know, they wouldn't be my first choice, but if you were steaming and everyone else was shut, for sure, eat a Subway. Robert Corner, who would win the fight between Mike McGoldrick and Bestie McD? I don't know. At the state McGoldrick's in at the minute with his fucking Crohn's disease, I think it might beat him first. Barry Wright, sorry to be that bye, but what do you make of Hendrix versus Lawler 3 on the cards? In my opinion, Rory should have had a shot. Barry Wright here is talking about UFC again. You're right. No one wants to see Robbie Lawler versus Johnny Hendrix 3. I don't give a shit about that. Rory McDonald should definitely get a shot. I would have liked to have seen Hendrix, Rory McDonald, to be fair. So there you go. Boring questions about UFC. No, but not a boring question. Boring answer for me. Getting all serious. Nick Bezier, how do you say your name, mate? You need to phonetically do that one for me. By the way, your t-shirt's in the post. Nick Bezier. What's your favourite Queens of Stone Age songs? Right, loads of them. Let's do a 3. We'll do a top 3. Songs for the Dead. Song for the Dead, even. A live one, if you can get it, like a long one. Better Living Through Chemistry. I don't know. They're all class. Hanging Tree. Threes and Sevens. There's an overlooked one. Fucking, I Wanna Make It With You. Yeah? Getting sexy with it. Throwing ribbons of jizz everywhere. Where else? I don't know, man. It's all good. I honestly don't think they have a bad song. Like, you could just pick a song off a random album and be like, listen to that. You'd be like, yeah, it's great. If Only is a good one. I don't know. There's loads. Loads of them. Final question, Robert Miller. We know of WWE fighters going to UFC, but what are your thoughts on UFC fighters coming to WWE? They'd probably get paid more. I don't know. That whole fighter's cut. Brock Lesnar, it was fine because he was a giant and he was a proper wrestling, like a real fighting technique, and he was like a champion in it. This CM Punk guy is going to get fucking Prince Andrew'd over a balcony. Fuck that shit. It'll be interesting to see, though. It'll be an absolute freak show, him just getting flat out killed. Anyway, guys, my battery's about to run out here, and it's now 8:30 in the morning. thanks for listening. I might step this up. I'm going to figure out a strategy on how to do more podcasts per week with a bit more enthusiasm than this one. Maybe have guests. I'd like to do 2 podcasts a week. Would that be a good idea? Tweet me if you think it is a good idea. Take her up to 2x a week. I want to try and get a sponsor in the new year. Not that I would ever charge anyone for this, but it means I'm not doing it for nothing. How about that? Fuck off your shit. So, Lavery's is tomorrow night. The Day Fest, once again, Sean Hegarty, Niamh Maron, Colin Geddes, Phil McEwen, Rory Woods, Tom O'Mahony, Mickey Barter, Shane Todd, Four Alarms and Hog. You won't get a better lineup than that in the fucking country all year in one day for £12. So, make it happen. The doors open at 7:30. Come on down. It'll be fucking outrageous. Take a easy. I'm away here before this fuck. Oh, we're down to 1. We're down to 1. Right. All the best now, guys. Take it easy. See you later. All the best now. See you later. Take it easy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.